There is a Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer in Perek Lamed Aleph. The Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer has a lot of different midrashim about Akedas Yitzchak, and tells us the following insight, tidbit, that we may not have been aware of when it came to the sacrificing of Isaac on the altar. Kevin Shigia HaCherev Al Tzavaro, the knife came to Yitzchak's neck. Parcha V'yatza Nishmasa Yitzchak, his neshama left his body. Kevin Shishmiya Kolo Mibein Shnei HaKruvim, when he heard the sound of two kruvim saying, "Va'amar al tishlach yadach el anar," don't send your hand towards the young man. Chazra hanefesh segufo. So the neshama left the body, and then it kind of like came right back in. V'tiro, and they untied him. Va'amar al raglav, and Yitzchak stood up. V'yedeya Yitzchak tchias hamesim in the Torah. And Yitzchak Avinu knew at that moment that there was a concept of tchias hamesim because he experienced it. The neshama left, and then it came back at that moment. At that moment, he got up and he said, "Baruch atah mechaye mason," because he experienced his own tchias mason. So this idea in the Medrash of the neshama being returned is the source, according to some, of the tefillah of Elokai neshama that we recite in the morning. So what we want to discuss right now is some of the halachas pertaining to reciting of that tefillah that most of us probably dance right through because it's one of the first things we say in davening, and we're tired in the morning and we're not paying attention. So hopefully, the goal will be that we'll pay more attention to this seal of Elokai Neshama, and we'll have a better awareness of what we're saying, and how it's said, and how come in some Siddurim it's in one place, but in other Siddurim it's in another place. And we'll try to answer up all these issues related to this very, very special tefillah. The first thing is, if this is a brach as it ends, Baruch Ata Hashem HaMachazir Neshamos Lefkarim Meisim, why does it not begin with Baruch? We know that brachas are supposed to begin with Baruch. How come over here it does not? So this is a machlokas amongst the Rishonim. The Tshuvas HaRash writes in Klal Aleph that one should not have hefsek between Asher Yatzar and Elokai Neshama. You should say Asher Yatzar, and then you should go straight into Elokai Neshama, because this is what we call Samach L'Chaverta. We have a principle that a bracha does not need to begin with Baruch if it comes right after a bracha that does begin with Baruch. Classic example is Shemone Esrei, right? Shemone Esrei is just one long train, because once you begin Shemone Esrei with Baruch Atah Hashem, every other subsequent bracha doesn't have to begin with Baruch, because it's simply piggybacking off of the first Baruch Atah Hashem at the beginning of Shemone Esrei. And Baruch Atah of Asher Yatzar is meant to include Elokai Neshama, and this is the opinion of many, many Rishonim, that the Siddurim that most of us use, the Artskol Siddur and other Siddurim, are wrong. Elokai Neshama should come right after Asher Yatzar, because you need Baruch to begin and to lead in to the next topic as well. Many of the Gaonim, many of the Siddurim, the Avudraham, the Ravid, Shiboy Aleket, the Smak, other Svarim as well, the Kolbo, all say that it should be Asher Yatzar followed by Elokai Neshama. However, obviously, we need somebody to argue, or else we're all in trouble because all the Siddurim are wrong. And that's the opinion of Tosus. Tosus in Brachos and Daf Yudaled, again another place in Brachos, and again in the end of Masachos Pesachim, all say that Elokai Neshama does not need to begin with Baruch. That's not what it's about. Elokai Neshama is a bracha of Hodah. It's a bracha of thanks. It's not a bakasha. We're not asking for something. Elokai Neshama is thanking Hashem for getting our neshama back. And such brachos, says Tosos, do not need to have an opening of Baruch. They don't need to open such a way. And this is also the opinion of many Rishonim as well. The Shiboy Aleket, his quotes Yesh Mefarshim, the Mordechai Himsachim as well, the Tur, the Avudraham, citing Rabbeinu Tam, all say that no, Elokai Neshama is not your classic bracha. It doesn't have to be with Baruch, because it is a bracha of thanking Hashem, not a bracha of asking for anything. The Meiri and the Ra'ah in the end of Masachas Brachos say that Elokai Neshama comes first before Asher Yatzar. It's actually the first thing you say in the morning, according to the Meiri. And it is Samach L'Chaverta. It is connected to a bracha. What bracha is it connected to, says the Meiri? Is connected to the bracha of Hamapil that you said the night before. You went to sleep, and you said the bracha of Hamapil, and then you had a bit of an interlude, hopefully a restful sleep in between. Didn't have to get up in the middle of the night. And you wake up in the morning, and you begin again, Elokai Neshama Shenasatavi. Last night I ended saying, Hashem, you know, I hope that you take my neshama and everything is great. And then immediately I wake up in the morning and I continue right away. Elokai, neshama shenasata bi. The neshama you gave me back after the sleep. And therefore the Miri says brilliantly, it is samach l'chavrata. It is connected to the bracha that you made you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 hours ago before you went to bed. The Tosfos HaRosh also quotes the same of the Ravid. The Avudraham in his Parish on the Siddur thinks that is a bit far-fetched. You went to sleep in the middle. How else? When else would we say that if you took a 7-hour nap in between something, a 5-hour nap in between something, that it's connected part A to part B? It's a nice vort. It's a nice piece of hashkafa, but it's not connected to what happened before. So what do we do? Halacha l'maisa. So the Beis Yosef in Simen Vav in Shulchan Aruch, and again in the Shulchan Aruch, Rav Yosef Karo says the halacha follows the Balei Tosos. And the halacha is you do not need to have Elokai Neshama immediately after Asher Yatzar in order to connect the two brachos. The Drisha, in his commentary on the tour, agrees with the Shulchan Aruch, and the Bach cites the Mahari Bruna, who does understand how the tour goes against his father, the Rush. Didn't we quote at the beginning of the Shir, the Tshuvas HaRush, saying that they need to be connected to each other? And the tour of Yaakov ben HaRush goes against the Psak of his father? That's extremely, extremely rare. He knows what his father holds. He quotes his father all the time in the tour. He knows his father's opinion. Why would the tour go against his father and say, you know, Asher Yatzar and Elokai Neshama, they don't need to be next to each other? So the Bach defends the tour as follows. The tour is not there to defend himself, to explain his father's practice. So the Bach says, I'll explain it for you. He says that the Rush admits that you don't have to connect the two brachos, but it's nice to do so. It's midas chasidus. If you're very, very religious, you should make sure to include Asher Yatzar, followed by Elokai Neshama. In addition, the Gemara in the end of Brachos mentions Elokai Neshama before mentioning Asher Yatzar in the Seder Hayom. The Gemara in Brachos and Daf Samach tells us what a person should do in the morning, all of Birchas HaShachar. And if you look at the Gemara, the first thing that the Gemara says is Elokai Neshama, and then the Gemara says Asher Yatzar. So how can you fault the Rush, how can you fault the tour for not simply following the order that the Gemara brings? The order of Elokai Neshama coming first is the Sheet of the Bahag, the Rif, and the Rambam as well. And therefore, our Siddurim reflect the practice of the Shulchan Aruch. That there's no reason that Elokai Neshama should come after Asher Yatzar. And in fact, it should be, there's totally separate institutions. One is Asher Yatzar, and one is Elokai Neshama. Based on the above, it appears that you don't have to connect the two. However, the Arizal comes Neshar Kavanos, and he says that you should. And because the Arizal said that we should connect the two, many, many Achronim, in fact, tell us that we should do such a thing. The Chida, the Vilna Gaon, and the Be'er Hagra, the Chayad and the Eishel Avram, the Ben Ishchai, the Aruch HaShulchan, Rav Avad Yosef in two places in the Abiyah Omer, all say, why not? It's so easy. It's such an easy Midas Chasidus. Just flip the page, and you can say Elokai Neshama after Asher Yatzar. Why not? It's an easy, everyone's looking for Zuchuyos. So you'll chop this one as well. You'll have Elokai Neshama after Asher Yatzar, and you'll make everyone happy. And the Lavush and the Magad Avram. The Magad Avram is the one who brought to the forefront the quoting of the Arizal in Halacha. If it wasn't for the Magad Avram, we might not necessarily even be aware of all these opinions of the Arizal, but the Magad Avram is the one who pushed it through. And the Mishnah Berurah of the Chofetz Chaim writes in Siman Vav and Sifkat Yud Beis, the Mikra Adin, you don't have to connect Asher Yatzar to Elokai Neshama, but certainly the right thing to do to fulfill the opinion that they should be samach lechaber, so connecting one bracha to the next. Okay, so now we've explained the Siddur and the best practice and why the Siddurim are printed the way they are. Next, we say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Hamachazir Neshamos Lefkarim Meisim. Why don't we say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Hamachazir Neshamos Lefkarim Meisim? Why do we leave out Malchus? So that as well is a machlokus. The Shivoy Aleket in Simon Bey says that the central part of the bracha is Hamachazir Neshamos Lefkarim Meisim, that Hashem returns the neshamos to the bodies. And this bracha, the 700 person gets up in order to give the person time to get his thoughts together. And they added a few lines at the beginning. Right? The whole point is what? Thank you, Hashem, I got my neshama back. What's with all the spiel? Just get to the point. Hashem, I got my neshama back. What's all everything else going on? So why do we have it there, says Shabbat Aleket? Because sometimes we need a few seconds to get ourselves focused. So we dance around with Elokai Neshama, and then by the time we get ourselves focused, we can say Hamachazir Neshamos Lefkarim Meisim, and therefore he feels it is appropriate to include the bracha with Malchus. Says to Shabbat Aleket, we should say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, God, King of the World, who returned our neshama to our body. However, the Beis Yosef in Siman Reish Yadal disagrees, and he says the bracha is not Samach Lechavrata, and there's no greater Malchus than saying Hashem created the neshamos. Why do I have to say Hashem is Melech HaOlam? What's the purpose? Well, he's king of the world? I'm saying that he returns our neshamas to our bodies, says the Beis Yosef. Is that less of a praise than saying that he's king of the world? That's the greatest praise. And therefore, it's unnecessary to say that Hashem is Melech HaOlam.
But if you're saying like this, Moda, right? Aren't you saying, and you say, Moda Nilfanecha?
Yeah.
Aren't you basically saying the same thing that Hashem from the Rabbi Moshech? What do you have to say it again for?
So, Moda Ani is a different parsha. The reason we say Moda Ani is because it's really the last line. Rabbi Amun Asecha.
Right.
That Hashem has Amunah in us. And Hashem brings us over back in the morning. We see that, you know, Hashem has Amunah in us. Moda Ani is also, it's a later invention. It's not in the Gemara. So it's an additional add-on that was brought later on. So they don't necessarily have to work together. The question is really on Moda Ani. And if we have a little kind of Shema, why they added Moda Ani?
Oh, okay.
So I'm not sure. Okay. The Kesef Mishnah writes in the Rambam Hilchos Brachos in Perek Aleph that according to Tosfos and Brachos, the mention of Elokai at the beginning is considered Malchus. Elokai. Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. That is Malchus, and therefore it is included. The fourth explanation is according to those who say that it is Samach L'Chaverta, that the bracha of Elokai Hashem is connected in some way to a previous bracha. And the Rambam, based on the Gemara bracha, says there's no need to mention Malchus in such a bracha. Whenever the bracha is connected to the thing beforehand, you don't have to say Hashem is Melech HaOlam. So that's why the bracha of Elokai Hashem seems to be lacking the name of Malchus of Hashem's kingship. And the answer is that it's incorporated in different ways in different aspects of the bracha.
It's connected to Hashem Yotze, right?
Assuming, yeah, if you connect it to Ashiyata, then correct.
Why do you need the Bracha Sofit and Ashiyata?
Why do we have Bracha Sofit?
Why do you have the Bracha? If it's connected and it's one long Bracha.
Well, Ashiyata comes first.
I understand that. Yeah. Why do you end off Ashiyata if it's connected?
Because even when we say Samach L'Chavrta, it has to end with Baruch Atah Hashem, and the next thing continues, like in Shmoneh Esrei, where we say, you know, we'll say Baruch Atah Hashem Shomea Tefillah, Ritzei Hashem, right? It'll end from one bracha and jump into the next bracha.
Right.
It's at the end. Samach L'Chaverta means the Baruch Atah Hashem at the end of the bracha. So Asher Yatzar ends and saying Rofei Kavasar Mefil Asos.
So that's an end for a bracha.
Yeah, and then Elokai Shema.
So you don't need a beginning bracha. You don't need a beginning bracha because it's connected.
Yeah. And it
piggybacks
off the end.
But doesn't go on Baruch Atah Hashem Gal Yisrael.
Say again?
In Shmoneh Esrei, when you have all the brachas,
yeah,
we don't say it's one long bracha. We say it's individual brachas. When you finish out Baruchat Hashem Chayim and Ados, and then you say Ashivenu, right? We don't say Ashivenu is the continuation of Atochena.
We do. We say that that's a perfect example of Samuel Chachavrta. That's the classic example. Why don't we? Why doesn't Atochenaim? Why doesn't Ashivenu begin with Baruchat Hashem Ashivenu?
Okay.
Because it's piggybacking on the Baruch from the beginning before it. It's all.
And where's the Malchus in it? Baruch Atah Hashem.
Why is there no Malchus by Shmoneh Esrei?
Yeah. And this is also not Malchus.
Well,
Elokai Hashem is also not Malchus. You have Elokus, but you don't have.
It could be that by Shmoneh Esrei we're piggybacking on the first Melech HaOlam, the beginning of Shmoneh Esrei. And it's continuing from there.
Okay, so that's one long book.
Correct.
Okay,
next. This is just a bit of diktuk. The Avudraham says that the expression is not Elokai Neshama. Because if you say that, what does that mean? God who is my soul. That sounds like heresy. So that's clearly not an option. The bracha should not be said, Elokai Neshama. Right. Says the Avudraham, what is it? Elokai, my God. Neshama shenasata bi. That's how it should be read. We're not saying that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is a neshama. The Ramah quotes this as well in the Dark Emotion Memvav, and the Mishnah Berurah brings the halacha as well. The Gemara Brachos does not say Tahorahi. Right, we say Elokai Neshama Shenasata Bi Tahorahi. Instead, it only says Tahorah. The Rif adds Tahorahi. We are basing ourselves on the version of the Rif, and the Rambam and the Rosh and the Avudraham follow the Nusach of the Gemara, and they don't say Tahorahi. And many Acharonim point out that there are supposed to be 47 words in the bracha, and by adding the word He, it makes it 48. Some sort of gematria that connects it to 47 versus 48, and each one argues that it should be 48, and that's why we added He. The other opinion says, no, it should be 47, and that's why you shouldn't add He. So each one's trying to meet their gematria quota, but that's not for right now. Next, generally a person can always recite the Brichas HaShachar after Shachas. That's generally the principle. If you're late to davening, and which happens sometimes, and you don't you're going to skip right into the Zimmer, you want to catch up, so you don't say Brichas HaShachar. So the halacha is, brought by the Beis Yosef in Simon Beis in the name of the Kolbo and the Halacha by the Ramah, is that if you are late, you can make a Birchas HaShachar after davening. Hamechimet Tzadik Gaver, Shalos HaMishah, whatever you want to do, you can say all those things after davening. The Yushalmi in Brachos and Perek Dalads, and also the Medrash Sachar Tov and Tehillim Perek Zayin say, that when you get up in the morning, you should say, Baruch Ata Hashem Mechayeh HaMeisen, that Hashem revives the dead. So the Prichadosh in Simon Mem Vav says, this can be said in place of Elokeinu Shema, which ends, HaMachazir Neshamos L'Chayeh HaMeisen. Isn't that the same idea? Mechayeh HaMeisen, Hashem revives us, so to speak, we were in the state of sleeping, and also HaMachazir Neshamos L'Chayeh versus Mechayeh HaMeisen. It's the same idea, says the Prichadosh. And therefore, says the Prichadosh, as follows. If I say the bracha of Mechayeh HaMeisen in Shachris by Shmona Esrei, I was yotzei the bracha of Elokeinu Shema. A chiddush. Because I said the same idea. Mechayeh HaMeisen, the bracha of Tchiyas HaMeisen, the second bracha of Shmona Esrei, has all different types of levels of interpretation. One is the real, actual resurrection in the days of Mashiach. And Mechayeh HaMeisen can also mean that Hashem is the one who gives us chiyas life in the morning when we wake up. So in Simon Beis, the Prichadosh continues and says that if you didn't say Birchas HaShachar before davening, you may not say Elokeinu Shema after Shacharis because you already conveyed that bracha in the bracha of Mechayeh HaMeisen. And since the Gemara in Brachos and Zion says that sleep is 1/60 of death, as we know, we have two intentions in the same bracha. One, Tchiyas HaMeisen Mamash, and the other, waking up from sleep. And this is cited by many Acharonim as well, Lahalacha, that a person, if they miss Elokeinu Shema and then they daven Shmona Esrei, don't say Elokeinu Shema anymore. You miss the opportunity. Rosh Shlomo Kluger, in his Sefer Uvacharta Bechaim in Siman Tes Zayin, questions the Prichadosh. He says, you didn't have Kavana during Shmona Esrei that you woke up in the morning. Hopefully you had Kavana at all. If you had Kavana during Shmona Esrei, it was that Tchiyas HaMeisen, there should be resurrection of the dead. We're talking about Mashiach. That's what most people think when they daven. Even though we say that by mitzvahs derabanan, by rabbinic mitzvahs, we don't have to have kavana. This is only when you're performing the mitzvah properly as it was established by Chazan. So he says, therefore, unless you have specific intent to be yotzei the bracha of Elokeinu Shema when you're saying the second bracha of Shmona Esrei, then there's no reason to not repeat it. Because 100% of the population don't think when they say the bracha of Mechayeh HaMeisen that they're talking about, you know, their neshama coming back in the morning. So why shouldn't I say after davening? It wasn't yotzei anything. Two separate inyanim, two separate topics, not connected to one another. And this is the argument of Rosh Shlomo Kluger against the Prichadosh. Comes Rav Avad Yosef in the Yechav Adas in Chelek Dal Simen Hei, and he rejects this because we see that when it comes to Birchas HaTorah, you don't need to have kavana when you say Ava Rabba, right? We know that if you forgot to say Birchas HaTorah in the morning, and you'll find yourself in the middle, right before Birchas Kriya Shema, I forgot to say Birchas HaTorah. So what do? When you say the bracha of Ava Rabba, which talks about that the Kadosh Baruch Hu was saying, "B'li Ben Lahav Nahaskel," Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to give us the Torah. Simply have in mind what I thank Hashem for giving us the Torah. Yashkoch Hashem, we got the Torah. Yay, God! And that should be enough. You don't have to make Birchas HaTorah after davening. So, if I did have Kavanah, says Rav Avad Yosef, I still don't make Birchas HaTorah after davening because the assumption is when you said Ava Rabba, you had the same themes in mind. Or you have some sort of connection to it. And therefore he says, by Ava Rabba, you don't make Birchas HaTorah after davening. And the same thing over here. When you say the bracha of Mechayeh HaMeisen, you cover the Elokeinu Shema, and he thinks that the Prichadosh is correct. The Maimer Mordechai, in Simon Mem Vav, argues with the Prichadosh as well. And he says, first of all, nobody brings the Yushalmi as the halacha, right? The Yushalmi that says, when you get up in the morning, you should say, Baruch Atah Hashem Mechayeh HaMeisen. That's not one of the Birchas HaShachar. We know what the Birchas HaShachar are. One of them are not Mechayeh HaMeisen. So he says, the Yushalmi is not lahalacha. And therefore, Mechayeh HaMeisen is not a valid fulfillment of Elokai Neshama. In addition, he says, you can't have Elokai Neshama in mind when reciting a bracha about Tchiyas HaMeisen Mamash. The two separate things are apples and oranges. Waking up in the morning is not Tchiyas HaMeisen in the days of Mashiach. This is similar, he says, to the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Reish Vav. The Shulchan Aruch says that you make an Adama, but you want to eat ha'itz. I have an apple, and I make Adama on it, right? So what's the halacha? Do I have to make another bracha? No, because the apple is pre-adama. It's not a lie. This is pre-adama. It also happens to come from a tree, but it's also, and more broadly, pre-adama. However, this is only what? when you intended that this bracha should cover the fruit. When I want the bracha I'm saying right now to cover the apple. It's the wrong bracha, it's not right specifically. It's true, but I have it in mind on this fruit. So he says, but if it wasn't your intent, then you'd have to make a new bracha. If I had no kavan at all, I was talking about something else, and I just made this absent-minded bracha, and I wasn't going on this fruit, then it wouldn't count. However, says the Maamar Mordechai, that he was also careful for the pre-chadosh, even though he thinks that his logic is wrong. And he says, the halacha l'maisa, that he would make sure to recite Elkan Shema before saying Shmon Esrei, if he skipped Birchas HaShachar. He would make sure to get in at some point. Even if he skipped Birchas HaShachar in the morning, says the Maamar Mordechai, he wouldn't skip Elkan Shema, because he didn't want to end up with this tricky situation of not being able to say it after davening. The point of the Maamar Mordechai regarding Birchas HaPeros is questionable, though. That argument about it's not comparable to Birchas HaPeros, because when it comes to the bracha on fruits, so we know that Chazal established two separate brachas for each of them, for each item. There's Hadamas and there are Ha'etzes. However, the Yushalmi says that Mechai Mesim can apply to Tefillah or waking up in the morning. Meaning, there's a bracha on a tree and there's a bracha on a vegetable that comes out of the ground. They're two separate entities. What Chazal are telling us from Yushalmi is that Mechai Mesim is a chameleon. It can act in some ways talking about resurrecting the dead, mamish, by Mashiach, and it can also act as a form of praising Hashem for getting our neshama back. The bracha can exist in different areas. And nevertheless, it would seem that this bracha can overlap in two areas. Nevertheless, we say Savik brachas lahakal, and therefore we are choshish to pri chadash, halach lamaisa, one does not say elokan neshama after davening Shmon Esrei. The Prima Gavim says you can have kavana in tefillah to not be yotzei elokan neshama. If you're very fancy, you can say the second bracha Shmon Esrei, and you can think to Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I don't want to be Yotzei L'Kai Neshama when I say the second bracha Shmon Esrei. That requires very fancy kavana. I don't know if most people are going to be able to harness that level of kavana that I'm going to say B'chai Mesim now, but I don't want it to have in mind L'Kai Neshama, and I'm going to say L'Kai Neshama after davening. We have that's negative kavana. I don't want to be Yotzei. We have a similar idea by Friday night, by Vayechulu, right? The Chassam Sofer says, maybe if you say Vayechulu in Shul, then you're not going to be able to go home and say it in Kiddush for your wife, because you already yotzei the mitzvah of Zochras on a Shabbos Lekadosh, to mention Shabbos. So, whatever, we're not so machmir for that, but the Chassam Sofer has a very fancy Shulchan Torah, and the Chassam Sofer says, when you say Vayechulu in Shul Friday night, you should have negative kavana. I don't want to be yotzei now, so when I go home, I can say Kiddush for everyone
properly.
What?
Why don't you just skip it?
What, Vayechulu?
Instead of saying it.
Because there are three shitas in the Rishonim. We have to say Vayechulu Friday night. That's for sure. There are three shitas in the Rishonim where we say Vayechulu. One says in Shmon Esrei, the second says after Shmon Esrei, and the third says in Kiddush. We're machmer for all three, because we want to make everybody happy. We want to bring Shalom and make everybody happy. So we just say it. We're not so worried about it. There's other questions on it in Chaschina, but for another time. Shai Tshuva says that the pre-chadosh would agree to the reasoning of the Prima Gadim as well, and there would be no problem at all. This is similar to what we said before by Birchas HaTorah and Ava Rabbah. We also say you should not repeat Birchas HaTorah after if you said Ava Rabbah, even more so over here when the bracha is clearly stated in the Yerushalmi as well. The Aruch HaShulchan adds one more point. The Aruch HaShulchan adds on to the pre-chadosh that let's say I didn't make the bracha of Matira Surim. It's one of the Birchas HaShachar, right? Matir Asurim. He says you can't say it after Shmon Esrei. Why? Because we say Matir Asurim in Shmon Esrei as well. It's not the end part of a bracha, but we do say that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is Matir Asurim in Shmon Esrei. So he takes it a step further. You cut that bracha out of say Shmon Esrei, because you mentioned that as well. However, this is more difficult, because Matir Asurim isn't the chasima of the bracha. It's not the conclusion of the bracha. We know when it comes to making brachos, the conclusion of the bracha is the main part of the bracha. That's what the bracha is all about. This happens to be a praise of Hashem that I mention somewhere in the beginning of the bracha. In addition, it's clear that the bracha of Gevura is one bracha and it should not be broken up in different parts. We're giving praises of Hashem, right? We don't look, for example, and we don't say that, you know, when I make the bracha of Gevura in the morning of Shmon Esrei, that each praise of Hashem should count as one of my 100 brachas for the day. No. It's one long bracha of praising Hashem. Meshuvas b'nei Levi and Simon Hey says, according to Bicharash, if you didn't say Asher Yatzar, you may not repeat it after Tefillah because you already said the bracha of Refuah as well. We're really pushing this Bichadash hard in a lot of different areas. If you said the bracha Rifa'enu, that's also like Asher Yatzar, right? Hashem, my body should work well. Right? Rofecha Basar. So Hashem should cure me, everyone should work well, everything should function well in my body. So he says you shouldn't say Asher Yatzar afterwards as well. However, the Tzitzel Yezreel is a Wanderberg in Chelik Yiralef and Simon Dal says that one bracha is about cholim, and the other is about your bodily needs. It's similar, but it's different enough, you can say. So at the end of the day, the only thing we're really worried about, according to Bichadosh, is Elokai Neshamah, and that's the only thing we don't say after davening, along with Birchas HaTorah, which, as we said, is a different shir.
You get up in the morning. You get up in the morning, you wash, you say, Alati Ashidayim. Aren't you supposed to say Ashachar then?
Ashar Yatzar?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you didn't say it. You didn't say it.
So that's where this comes into play if you haven't said.
Yeah, the case by Asher Yatzar is if you were in a rush, you had to run out, you didn't say it. Now the simple answer is not to be too graphic, but you just go to the bathroom after davening, and you just say Asher Yatzar, and then you're covered for that as well.
Interesting enough, the sitter on my phone has Elokai after
Asher Yatzar.
After Asher Yatzar.
So that's being machmer for the Arizal and the Mishnah Berurah. Two more points about this fascinating bracha. The Yabia Omer in Chelek Dal, Rav Avad Yosef writes in Rechaim and Simon Zion. He says, if you remember you didn't say Elokai Neshama earlier, you can recite it Bein HaPrakim of Shema. Let's say you're nervous about the Bichadash, you want to say Elokai Neshama, but you don't want to wait till after davening where you're going to ruin it. So you're allowed to say Elokai Neshama Bein HaPrakim, between the paragraphs of Shema. That's the halacha from Avad Yosef, and this is based on the Magen Avraham. Says you can make the bracha of lightning and thunder in the middle of Birchas Kriyas Shema as well. If the lightning and thunder is outside, in between the paragraphs, you can make the bracha. Final point regarding some of the diktuk and...
Between the brachas, or it's not in the parashas?
In between the paragraphs. In between... In between the brachas. The next thing is the word, last word, hamachazir neshamos lifgarim. What are fgarim? A peger, what?
A body.
A body. So this is a point of discussion. The Abu Draham explains Lifgarim means a corpse. The Gemara on Brachas Ben Zion and Beis says that sleep is considered 1/60th of death. It's like we are kaviyachal in some way like a corpse, and therefore Pashup Shat says the Abu Draham, Hamachazir Neshamos Lifgarim Esim, we were in some way in this realm of Misan. The Sefer, the Siddur, Seleucida Avram, one of my favorite commentaries on the Siddur, so he explains, based on the Pasuk in Malachim Beis, in Perek Yud Tes, it means corpses, because the Pasuk says, Karim Mesim. It uses that expression when describing the defeat of the army of Sancheirev by the Malachim, the angels that Hashem sent to wipe out Sancheirev's army, the surrounding Yerushalayim by Chizkiyahu. So it describes it as Karim Mesim, that there are dead corpses around. But he finds this very difficult, because we're not actually Karim. It's not true. It's poetically very nice, but in fact, the truth is we're not corpses. So he explains as follows, that karim means tired or exhausted. And instead, we're saying that our bodies are tired as if we were corpses. And this is found in the Aruch, under the entry for pagar. Pagar means to be tired and exhausted. And he cites the Gemara in Shabbos on Kuf Chav Tes on the Beis, which refers to the day that the students in the Beis Medrash were lazy as Yoma Demifkari Bei Rabbanan. So we see that even Chazal understand the word pagar to mean tired. The students were tired and lazy. Pagar means to be lazy. So you can understand the bracha to mean Hamachazir Neshamos Lifkarim Esim. Returns the neshamos to our bodies that are dead tired. We're so exhausted in the morning, which I think adds a nice twist on the bracha and perhaps a little bit more relevant, because when we get to shul in the morning, sometimes we feel that we are dead tired. And the bracha of Lifkarim Meisim, that we are so tired, reflects this idea as well. So hopefully, going forward, we spent a lot of time on this one single paragraph, but it should raise its significance, a little bit more kavan in our davening, a bigger appreciation for the depth of the bracha, and we should be thankful for the idea that our neshamas return to us in the morning.